Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, July 9th, 2024. It is 6 p.m., and I call to order the special meeting of the Apalachicola City Commission. Please rise for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance. Gracious Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you to do the will of your people, God. We ask that you will lead and guide us. Give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Lord, we thank you for blessing this city that we call home. And we so graciously give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. May I have a motion? It's not on the agenda, but may I have a motion to adopt the agenda?
I so move.
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Elliott, a second by Commissioner George. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Public comments. For the record, there are no public members in attendance tonight. So we will move to the FDOT M. Scott Leslie Street Construction Services Award. Manager Wade.
This has been a long-awaited meeting for me. So Dewberry handled the bid package and reviewed the bids. The lowest bid was by a company called North Florida Construction. They've also done some work for the city in the past. I think they did the Avenue G work over there by Isabel's Cash and Carry, but between Water Street and Commerce Street, that work we did over there when I first started. And they came in well under budget. So very excited about that because they came in well under budget. So we've got a little contingency money in there. So we'll be able to do all of what we asked for and have a little bit of wiggle room in case there's something else. So just like the thing says, I'm just asking for the approval for me to reach out to them and negotiate this work to be done.
All right. Thank you. For the record, just want to read the bids that were submitted. And this is comments from Dewberry, Josh Stevens, project manager. The city received bids for the subject project on June 28, 2024. The following total base bids were received. Piget Asphalt and Site Work LLC, $346,062. C.W. Roberts, Inc., $611,897. Roberts & Roberts, Inc., $422,293.35. North Florida Construction, Inc., $320,610. And it is the recommendation of city staff to accept North Florida Construction at $320,610. What say you?
Make a motion to approve the staff recommendation to award the FDOT and SCOP construction bid to North Florida Construction.
I have a motion by Commissioner Elliott to award the project, the Leslie Street project, to North Florida Construction, Inc. at $320,610. May I have a second?
Second with discussion.
I have a second by Commissioner George. Discussion?
Okay. Mr. White, so the $320,000 is for the entire project?
Yes.
Okay. So we are awarded $610,000 from SCOP?
Yes.
Okay, so what has created this disparity? Because we were before told we would be over budget for the $610,000, and the city has put forward in our budget for last year $136,000 for cost overruns. So apparently there's been some significant event since that time.
It was a estimate given by a contractor for the length of the road. The engineering was done. It was sent and it was provided to the companies that bid on this. They bid on the project based on the engineering, and that's the bid. I don't know why they bid that amount and the other ones bid $600,000. I'll figure that out if when I discuss it with them. But I haven't had any conversations with the company that bid on it since the bids were placed.
You said the engineering firm did handle the bidding for us.
Yes.
So are they satisfied that this proposal covers the entire scope of work according to their engineered plan?
Yes. Their engineer recommended doing a company that were like North Florida Construction.
I mean, they've reviewed the bid package and have determined that everything in there covers the entire scope of the project as per the engineering specifications for the project.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
Can I ask for one thing? The board action request asked for that to authorize me as well to enter into negotiations with the company. Does that need to be another motion? Or will that...
A motion to award the bid. If the bid's awarded, one would think you would negotiate with them after it's been awarded.
That's fine. That's just to clarify.
Do you want to clarify just for the record, please?
Clarify the motion or make a motion?
No, just make a second motion that to authorize staff to enter into contract negotiations.
I also make a motion to authorize staff to enter contract negotiations with North Florida Construction.
Have a motion by Commissioner Elliott and a second by Commissioner George. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Next, we have tentative adoption of fiscal year 24-25 millage rate. Commissioner George, Lee Mathis.
We have received the certification of taxable value from the county, and that report shows that our gross taxable value has increased 13.08% from the prior fiscal year to a total of $276,461.210. So of that 13.08%, 2.4% represents new construction and renovation within the city. So what we need to do today is to adopt a tentative millage rate to forward to the county so that the trim notices can be sent out to property owners before the end of August. In the past, what the city has done has to adopt a tentative rate of 10 mills, which is the maximum rate allowed to be assessed, and that kind of became a practice back in the years where the city was scraping very close to the 10 mills millage rate. Our current millage rate is 8.3457 mills, and the 13% increase in our tax value for this current year will increase our ad valorem tax revenues at the current millage rate by $266,000. So I don't believe that anyone would be interested in increasing our millage rate for this year, and I personally would like to see us reduce it this year. But the important thing about setting the tentative millage rate is once we set it, we can't exceed that rate. We can reduce it in our final budget, but we can't increase it. But I think we should, instead of following the practice in years past of setting the tentative rate at 10 mills, I think we ought to make a statement by setting the rate at our current rate of 8.3457 mills, and then, you know, of course, later adopt our actual rate. At this point, to send out trim notices that showed 10 mills, like for every $100,000 of property value, that would increase someone's assessment by $163. So some of those trim notices would be very shocking at a 10 mills rate, which is something we're not ever going to consider. Take it from here.
What say you?
Well, I would like to make a motion that we set the tentative millage rate for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2024 at 8.3457 mills.
I have a motion by Commissioner George to set the tentative millage rate at 8.3457 mills. May I have a second?
Second with discussion.
Have a second by Commissioner Elliott. Discussion?
Thank you, Mayor. I can't say for certain what the majority of this board wants to do, but I do know I personally don't have any intention of raising taxes to 10 mills and would prefer to keep it at the 8.3. However, because this is the process that everything has been followed and I was not... did not know that this proposal was going to come before us this evening. I did second this motion for the sake of discussion, and that is to say that I am not comfortable taking this action with only having a quorum here and not having two other commissioners here to be a part of that discussion. So I would at this time prefer to go with the 10 mil as we have previously, and when we have our next meeting, we'll be able to just have a full discussion on the 8.3 and further discussion on a rollback rate possibly being adopted.
Any further discussion? We have a motion by Commissioner George and a second by Commissioner Elliott to... set the tentative millage rate at 8.3457 mills. All in favor?
Aye.
And oppose?
Oppose.
Oppose. Motion fail 2-1. What say you?
I make a motion that we adopt the tentative millage rate at 10 mills.
I have a motion by Commissioner Elliott to adopt the current tentative millage rate at 10 mills. What say you? May I have a second? May I have a second? The motion failed for a lack of second. We are at a standstill. Lee, what's our options?
We have to adopt a tentative millage rate by August 1st. So if no one's comfortable tonight, we do have to hold another special meeting in July.
Am I allowed to make a second? I don't have anyone to pass the gavel to.
We do have a workshop planned for this month, either on the 16th or the 31st for the Popham Building, so we could tag on the millage rate special meeting.
You can make it a special meeting and a workshop if that's...
Hope to have more members present.
So... you can't make the same motion twice. You can't vote against your own motion. So Commissioner George can't make her motion again. I can't make my motion again. Which should mean if the mayor, even though the pro tem isn't here, if the mayor were to give the gavel away, that would give her the ability to make a motion. But it failed for lack of a second, not for a failed vote.
Well, Commissioner George's motion failed. Of course, failed for a lack of a second.
Manager Wade, will you reach out to Commissioner Grove and Commissioner Duncan to see if they are available for a special meeting on another date? There's no point in sitting here when we're at a standstill.
I talked to Commissioner Grove. She put it on her calendar for the wrong day, so but she asked if we had a quorum. I said we have a quorum. That was before we were in the conundrum we're in, but I know Commissioner Duncan is out of the country, I think.
Yeah.
So
so we are at this point, we're at a standstill. There is appears to be no compromise. Unless we want to discuss at least reducing the meals to 9.5 or 9 or something along those lines so that we could at least get this resolved. Commissioner George, are you willing to compromise or are you set on the 8.347 as the tentative meals millage rate?
I realize this is not the final millage rate, but I just think it just sends a terrible message to have those trim notices go out with these enormous increases.
So you're not willing to compromise to reduce it to or go to 9.5 or 9 for the sake of, you know, the process?
I would reluctantly go along with 9.
Commissioner Elliott, are you comfortable with setting it at 9?
I am. And I will make a motion to that effect to adopt 9 mills as the tentative millage rate.
I have a motion by Commissioner Elliott to set the tentative millage rate at 9. May I have a second? Well, if that's the topic on the...
But we didn't leave the topic. Mm-hmm. We didn't leave.
Topic.
We're still on the same topic.
Right.
But it's a brand new motion with a different... It's a brand new motion with a different millage rate.
Okay, so for the sake of moving forward, we're going to make a motion to reconsider the millage rate from the 8.3457 and the 10 mills to 9 mills. I have a motion by Commissioner Elliott to accept the a tentative millage rate at 9, and Commissioner George second the motion. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. If there is no other business before this body, may I have a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Elliott and a second by Commissioner George. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Meeting adjourned.